Blog Talk Radio.
What's good, motherfuckers? Welcome to Jungle Rider Radio. I'm your blood preacher, Havoc. Choir Boy of Death Ghetto G will be joining us very shortly. But here we go with some Godsmack. Nothing else matters. Metallica cover.
Thank you. couldn't be much more from the heart. Forever trust in who we are, and nothing else matters. I never opened myself this way. Life is ours, we live it our way. not the one who's so far away. When I feel the snake bite and tear my veins, never did I wanna be here again. And I don't remember why I came.
Be a few more fucking shit with this thing. Well, with that track. But, either way. Fuck it. Let's go another track. Let's go with some fucking piggy motherfucking pie, motherfucker.
Sure that I want to live anymore. That's what's up. I need someone to talk to.
Go to your mom.
My mother died last year.
Serves her right, bitch. I'm just playing, fucknuts. Listen, whenever you're feeling low, just page me and I'll call you.
You will?
Sure. I'll call you a nerdy bitch for bothering me. Now. Don't blow your fucking head off.
Why not? Who cares if I do?
The poor guy who's gotta clean that shit up. If you're gonna do it outside or something.
You think I won't really do it, don't you?
Honestly, I can give a rat's ass.
You think I won't, huh? You think I'm kidding? You think
do
I'm...
Do it! Do it, fucker! Bring me the gun, I'll fucking do it for you! Hello? Hello? Are you there?
Hello?
You scary bitch!
Ah, yeah, we back. You know what? Let's keep up with more ICP. Yo, here we go. Mad Professor.
How you doing? Is this the right place for that furniture?
Yeah, it sure is. Come on in.
Pretty nice place here you got. The cobwebs are a nice touch. So that's the couch, eh?
Yeah, we got some, take a look at that upholstery right there.
That's pretty fucking nice.
That's
real
upholstery?
You all right there?
Real upholstery.
I ain't seen nothing like that since, shit, back in the...
Motherfucker!
You are my couch! Motherfucker!
I need your motherfucking... Brain.
You can't have my couch! The fuck you thinking?
Now come here, you big fat motherfucker! Get out of the table!
I was never popular, this solid man. Fuck school! School never liked me. Cool. All the kids would always beat me till I'm half dead, make fun of the size of my forehead. But that shit never bothered me. Mama and mother, they owned a lot of property.
Yeah.
They had a science lab in the basement, and that's where my free time, well, my time was spent. I made a mouse with a chicken head. It clucked three times, cluck, 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 then it was dead. I made a lot of things, though, like a frog with a turkey neck. It was the shit.
Yeah.
But I'm still lonely, I need a homie. So I collected limbs and made me a zombie. I could have made a girly friend, but fuck that, I got my girly right here. Yeah.
Under the direction of, you can call me Mad Professor.
Thank you.
Marshall Goon.
Thank you. The Lotus Pod.
Lotus Pod.
The Lotus Pod, fucker. Vampiro, child of the rancid, wretched darkness. Vampiro, I truly am a Juggalo Lotus. Maniac killer, super unknown hero.
Vampiro.
Yeah, a true hatchet rider. Long reign the Lotus Killers. Then again, it's my privilege to powerbomb your fucking ass on a bed of butcher knives, motherfucker.
Whoa!
The result of 6 serial murderous maniac killers. Killing, murdering, stabbing,
chopping, hacking, cutting.
All hail the Lotus Pod from hence we came.
Hello, I'm Shag. I don't know, maybe you heard of me.
The Southwest Strangler!
That one guy from ICP.
No.
Well, that's cool, then you don't know what to expect.
No.
Allow me to extend my hand of friendship and shake your fucking neck!
Because
if you don't know, well, now you got a clue.
Two dope
maniac killer from the Dark Lotus crew.
Whoa.
You shit.
Damn.
Let me quit choking you.
Psych!
I need a cigarette before I go ballistic. Statistics of my mind frame explains when I'm insane, I'm twisted. Branded with the mark of the axe, a minor relapse, and all I wanna do is split back.
Yeah,
I'm a maniac, but you gotta understand it. I can't control my hands enough. I'll love to choke you if I can enough. Never once, nowhere in my mind was I ever saying it.
Help me,
ever since I remember.
Help me,
killing's just a game.
I'm a maniac killer, blood gets spilled. See me on the street, bitch, don't get killed. My mind is on my axe and my axe is on my side.
Tell me,
who wanna die?
Tell me,
who wanna die? I'm a maniac killer, blood gets spilled. See me on the street, bitch, don't get killed. My mind is on my axe and my axe is on my side.
Tell me,
who wanna die?
Tell me,
who wanna die?
Watch me, I'm tippy toe. Your death is slow.
Don't run.
Nowhere to hide.
One more.
One homicide.
Who cared?
When I was hungry.
Passed out.
Dead with no money.
Mama.
She cleaned your toilet.
Mama.
She bought my bullets.
Your black
bullets.
Can be so pretty.
One job.
Ugly and bloody.
They're not.
Life.
Not worth the nickel.
No, no.
I will not eat you.
Your kind.
I will defeat you.
Mama.
Never expected.
Mama.
Her pain.
I'm a maniac killer.
I'm
Up next, local, I'm a Juggalo.
I'm a juggalo, I'm a juggalo, I'm a juggalo with my ass.
Kaya of Net, KMK, One Life.
When they lay your body to rest, and the final words are said, did you make the most of this life, or will you have regrets? What mark will you make on generations to come? We've been handed down a legacy of confusion that needs to be undone.
One life, one life, one life.
Back up next, don't know, let's go with a little something, have a little fucking King Spade, maybe. How about, let's see, let's see. Who run this?
The gift, the gab from the city of truth. I jab and stab. Mr. Hobo?
What's going on, my ghetto white boy hobos out there?
Bad. This movie's badass. You definitely gotta rent it. Or buy it, one or two.
And what might that be?
Olympus Has Fallen.
Yeah, about that.
Ah, man, it's definitely a good movie. It's got a hell of a lot more action than anything else you probably fucking ever see.
So how about this? Heroes of Cosplay actually has Jason David Franco on it.
Hell yeah, that's what's up.
I wasn't expecting to see him on this show.
And how about the
apparently he's one of the judges, though.
How about the fact that since I'm off on Monday, I'm calling up James of Kerosene Media, and I'm going to set this up with a very special interview.
Who's that, Wade? Psycho Killer.
Fuck out of here, no. Nah, man, I'm talking about Bubba Sparks.
Wait, what was the record label?
Kerosene Media.
For a second, I thought you said Country Media, or Century Media.
Yeah, no. That's
like, I was like, wait a minute. Bubba Sparks is not on, like, a heavy metal label?
Nah, Kerosene Media. You know, James, you know, the guy that we go through for, like, sub-noise and shit?
Yeah.
Yep. I'm gonna be calling him up, and I'm gonna see if we can get an interview with Bubba Sparks.
That'd be interesting, since he hasn't had a hit in forever.
Yeah. I mean, shit, but I figured, you know what? We're getting fucking big name artists, you know, we might as well go for Bubba Sparks.
Wow, dude. It's this Asian chick on there. She actually has some big boobs. There, I found you one.
What fucking channel is that on?
Sci-fi. Now, are they real? I don't know. It's over now, though.
I'll come back on at 1, so I'll watch it then. While I fall asleep. But I'm going back to that movie. This movie's fucking badass. I mean, shit, man. There's more killing in this movie than there are in a fucking Friday the 13th.
Man, you only like that movie because the White House is going down.
Oh, that's another reason. Yes. They got Morgan Freeman as the acting president.
Wow, he's actually in the movie instead of doing the voiceovers. Or should I say narrations,
yeah, right?
Or whatever the fuck they're called. Who the hell else is in that movie?
What the fuck's his name? I'll tell you right now. It's got Aaron Eckhart, Jared Butler.
Are those the main people?
Yeah, Angela Bassett.
I don't know who the hell these people were.
But I think the only one that you know was fucking Morgan Freeman.
Sounds about right.
But, Aaron Butler.
Hmm.
Rick Yoon is in this. Ashley Judd.
There's a familiar name.
Yeah, except she dies, like, you know, in the fucking first half of the movie. Like, in the beginning of it.
Okay, then.
She don't stay long.
So I see the red box has Hatchet 3 now.
What? Where the fuck did they put that? Motherfuckers. If I had known that, I would have gone, I would have fucking saved my shit for that.
I just saw that today. I was like, they made a third one. The second one was fucking terrible.
Man, that better, man, that better be at the one I'm going to be. Nah, fuck, I won't be there till Tuesday.
They had that movie and they had Dead Man Down. I didn't really rent anything for myself, though, but...
Fine nearby.
They did rent that 42 movie, though. That movie's probably going to be dumb.
Well, it's only in three fucking spots here in Connecticut. It's not at the one at where I work. Fuck.
Do you realize they just show up wherever the hell the people take them back to?
Danielle Harris? What? Fuck it. I'm going to Amazon.
Amazon? You gotta buy it there.
Exactly.
Fucking rent it, it's cheaper.
Yeah, but I need to buy it so then that way I have all three.
Do you own all three of them? Or both of them?
Yep.
I don't know why you own them at all. Like, that shit ain't even scary or even that great.
Should I go with Blu-ray or DVD?
Yes. Go with Blu-ray. It's probably cheaper anyway.
$14.99 for Blu-ray, $12.99 for DVD.
See, not much difference. Like how I saw the one Underworld movie on DVD used for $15, but then I bought a brand new one, Blu-ray, for $10. Not quite sure how that works.
Well, that was, I want this movie, and I'm going to own it. And 3, 2, 1, owned.
Can't even believe you didn't know it was on. You're slacking.
I know, right?
I think you may have been the one that told me that they were making that movie.
Yeah, but I didn't realize they were putting it out so soon.
Yep, it's in the red box.
Well, now it's going to be in my mailbox.
Yeah, in about a week.
And C is for cereal.
Is that a song or something?
Oh, it's new Sesame Street cereal that we have at work.
I thought C was for cookie.
It used to be until they made the cereal.
C is for vegetable. Wait a minute, that's not right. Fucking Cookie Monster's the vegetable monster rapping about vegetables.
Hook up the Koreans. Shoot their asses. Shoot everybody. If you shoot the president, all well.
Okay. What the hell is that other movie about the president with Jamie Foxx in it? What's that movie?
I don't know.
Is that in theaters or is that... I don't even remember what the fuck it's called. Was it called, like, White House Down or some shit?
Something like that.
See that movie, You're Next?
Yeah, White House Down. Are they fucking kidding me? Dude, they got an amazing Spider-Man 2 coming out next year, and it's gonna have.
I already knew that.
Yeah, and it's gonna have fucking Jamie Foxx in it.
As what?
Electro.
What the fuck? That dude wasn't black, was he?
No, he was, last time I checked, Electro was white.
That doesn't really work. Well, then you must be excited about the Spider-Man Batman movie. I mean, Superman Batman, there we go.
Yeah, fucking Electro was always white, so now they're gonna make him black. What the fuck?
I'll just take that as a yes.
Wait, what? Take what as a yes? What happened?
Exactly. What happened? I said, then you must be excited about the Superman Batman movie.
No.
I read your Bible, Mr. President.
Did you just say the? Did you just say, "Here's your Bible, Mr. President"?
Yes.
Okay.
Even though I said, "I read your Bible, Mr. President," that's what the dude, that's what the fucking Korean dude just said to the fucking president, to the white dude.
I see.
You know, I always figured all Bibles were the same.
Seeing more and more people doing radio shows.
But, yeah, how about a fucking low ad?
You completely ignored me.
I didn't hear what you said.
You fucking asshole. Anyway, what?
Yeah, some low out of me today, then turns out he's 12 years old, so I believe him.
The fuck?
Hey, I can't be up by going, like, fucking. May I see how old I am? I told him 28, he goes, "Don't unfriend me, but I'm 12. Well, I unfriended your ass anyways.
Don't unfriend me.
Don't unfriend you. Motherfucker, you're 12 years old, hitting adding this fucking 26 year old. What the fuck's the matter with you?
Yeah. It's pretty much all that's in all those Juggalo groups.
Apparently, he's the Easter Juggalo.
I don't give a fuck what he is. He could be the fucking Pillsbury Doughboy. I still don't care. Like how this one dude, man, he's a young dude, though. Yeah, what did he say? He posted up that starter from the bottom. He's like, "Guess who did this song?" And I was like, "That fact that they call Drake." And he was like, "He's not a fag, homie. He's a badass rapper." So I just laughed at him. I was like, "Whatever you say." And then he was like, What about Lil Wayne? I was like, man, I'm just walking away, man. You ain't going to like what I have to say about that thing. Then he was like, I like his new stuff. Blah, 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 blah. I was like, no. 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 And if somebody on his page liked that.
Wait. Who said he liked Lil Wayne and Drake?
The hell was his name? Tommy.
Well, that doesn't help much. You know how many Tommies are going to come up now?
What does it matter, man? You probably ain't going to be able to see it.
Oh, but I want to comment up on there saying Lil Wayne sucks. Drake sucks.
Well, I'm not sure if he's in that group.
Well, he came up with like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Tommies. Tommy Dixon, Gil, Silent Weller.
His name's Tommy Smith, I think it is.
Well, Tommy Smith didn't come up. Now we got like 1,000 Tommy Smith. Tommy Diesel, Tommy Twisted Killer.
Fuck, no, none of them.
Tommy Smith, Tommy Smith, Tommy Smith, Tommy Smith, Tommy Smith.
You know, it would just help your case if you just went to my page and then typed in Tommy Smith. Something happened to the neighbors. You're next. It's probably a good slogan for your movie trailer.
Probably.
That's what they said for that movie. You're next. So I saw that Little V is a Wyatt Family fan.
Hell yeah.
Mainly because she took a picture of them on SmackDown.
Oh, found it. Ghetto G.
What?
Okay. For a minute there, it sounds like the way I hung up.
The fuck are you doing, man?
Well, I found the motherfucker.
Okay. Do you want a cookie?
I want a comment saying, fuck Lil Wayne and Drake. I can't find that comment. Or status.
Ew, guacamole.
What the fuck? Do you want guacamole?
No, I fucking hate guacamole. Ever since I saw that shit and it was on my plate, it's like Chi-Chi's.
The fuck is a Chi-Chi's?
Oh, you don't know what Chi-Chi's is. That was a Mexican restaurant that was over here. But then it got shut down. Because of, there was that shit that was all over the, like, lettuce. What the hell is that shit called? Salmonella or some shit?
Probably.
Whatever that fucking shit is that's, like, carried through on, like, food and then, like, makes people sick.
What is Salmonella? Something else.
But then that was found in like the food and shit or whatever, and then they had to shut down. Yeah,
Great. That's fucking
disgusting.
Look, it's smash or pass time.
Oh, did you see the new picture that somebody posted up here? What did it say? What did it say? Like, real juggalettes have respect for themselves. Man, they're really pushing that shit.
They really are.
But I've come to the conclusion after seeing the Miss Juggalette pageant from The Gathering. And then people talking about how it was kept classy and, you know, respectful. And I came to the conclusion that only fat girls complain about that, and they're the only ones, you know, keeping it classy. As where they're saying skinny chicks are just sluts.
Wow.
Man, I played that damn video. I was like, man, maybe some hot bitches in this shit. And I saw like 1, 2, 3 fat chicks. I was like, man, it's going to be number fat girls in there. But then there was like really skinny girls. But then there's real fat girls. And then there was actually a few people that we know of. But the one girl, man, the one girl that was in there, she had a nice fucking ass. But she didn't win. She got second. Your girl Toots was in there, man.
Hell yeah.
Or Toots, or whatever the fuck her name is.
Toots. Saying Toots, it's like you're calling her a fart.
Exactly.
But how about the fucking movie, fucking people, like the one dude, like they're trying to sit down the fucking service silo thing, and he keeps going hashtag. More folks trying to go like, what the fuck is that?
They're like, God damn it, this ain't Twitter.
and then the lady goes, Control 3. Oh no, Shift 3 or something like that.
And what the fuck does that do?
Shift 3, hashtag.
Oh.
But yeah. Yeah, man, you should definitely check out this movie, though. Definitely good. I won't be checking out fucking Spider-Man 2 anytime soon, even if it does have Jamie Foxx in it.
What was the last movie you told me I should check out?
Well, no, I'm telling you to check this movie out.
No, what was the last one, though?
I don't remember. I think it was G.I. Joe.
Think you said that ever. But whatever the movie was last time you told me to check out, I still haven't checked that out yet.
Yeah, how about the fact they have a white dude fucking doing the narrating now this time? Not fucking black dude.
Oh, that's no fun.
I know when I get paid next week, I'm getting me another fucking ECW DVD.
Oh, and as for that girl that was calling me a ghetto white boy and shit, man, she was on my friends list. So I don't know why it took her so long to be surprised about that. So then after that, I just unfriended her. She's probably a young fucking bitch anyway.
Probably. God damn. Dude, if you go to Amazon, you can get fucking something else from Tech N9ne for $7.99.
Who?
Amazon.
From who, though?
F9.
Tech N9ne, what? What is it?
Something else. Something else, the new album.
For $8?
Yeah.
But I got it for free.
I did, too.
You don't talk about that Tech N9ne. I don't need no more of my money. Seeing how I dropped, like, over $60 of shit during that sale and whatnot, you know, picking up some CDs and a shirt.
Oh, never mind. For the CD, it's $14.99. For the, like, to get, like, you know, the MP3 version of the album, it's $8.
So has anybody seen the DVD that came with that yet?
I don't know. I know I haven't.
I haven't seen that anywhere. Seen all the bonus tracks and all that shit.
Yeah, all the Koreans are dead. They killed all the Koreans. Very good. And a few white people. And a couple black people. Hey, see? This movie's not racist at all. They killed many types of people.
It's usually what happens in a lot of movies. except for, like, Mississippi Burning.
Oh, just saying. That's the reason why I didn't find that fucking picture you told me about, because of the fact that I was in single jugglers and jugglers.
What picture?
Oh, the jugglers have respect for yourself or something like that.
Oh, yeah, that's in the old juggalo chat. Speaking of which, did the dude from Adult Juggalos hit you up today?
Would that be, Joseph Harton?
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, he just hit me up just now.
Just now, wow. Yeah, man, he sent me that long-ass fucking thing, man, talking about all this nonsense that, he would hold the power over.
What does he need to do? What does he want me to do?
I don't know, man. These people always come to us talking about they want a partnership and they're trying to make money out of it. I don't even know how the fuck that would even work.
Patrick Radio. I remember the small fucker.
Talking about running our show off of their show or some shit.
No.
Did you say no?
I just said no. Because then we'll have motherfuckers thinking that we're pedophiles.
The fuck are you talking about?
Dude, adult jugglers was that fucking site where people got pissed over Kissel because of the fact they had their kids in the background with new pictures.
What's that gotta do with a radio show, though?
I don't know what this motherfucker watches most, but, I'm happy with Blog Talk, at least we're here. We get to chat with people. We get to get more than one caller. With their shit, you know, we need fucking Winamp and fucking all these fucking different types of apps and just use their shit.
Let's see. Well, why don't we just go over to that other radio thing that everybody's running now?
I don't know how to use that one.
Since everybody seems, you know, hey, I'm going to do a radio show.
Hey, go fuck fuck yourself.
Man, dude, I was just about to say that. I tell you, man, stay the fuck out of my head.
Captain Jack Sparrow.
What the hell are you watching that for?
It was on Sci-Fi.
No, it's not.
It was before SmackDown came on.
Before SmackDown? Holy shit. I'm saying right now you got some fucking auto insurance commercial on.
Well, I'm watching SmackDown since I missed it because I had to work. Unfortunately, I have to miss SummerSlam on Sunday.
You're missing SummerSlam?
Yep, I get out. I got to work 5 to 9 on Sunday.
You're only missing a little bit of it?
Yeah, like an hour or two. Well, about like an hour.
So, all you need to see is the main matches.
Well, yeah. Are you serious? They haven't done a fucking rematch.
What, who? Wade Barrett and Daniel Bryan?
Yeah, there's a fucking no DQ match on SmackDown.
Well, you can enjoy the end of the match.
Right now, I'm enjoying the Wyatt family. We're here.
What about the Wyatt family? You're going to watch that part?
I'm watching the beginning of Raw, or SmackDown, my bad.
Yeah, I actually tuned in for the beginning of SmackDown for once. Because it was going to be the Wyatt family and Kane.
Yep.
Although it must suck for that guy that has to wear that mask, because he can't see behind him.
Yeah, so if Kane wanted to fucking just attack him from behind, he good.
That's what he does right here. But how about there's this one person in that crowd? Like, I didn't see him at first, and all of a sudden, like, at the end of the Layla and AJ, all them people's matches, this dude pops up, and he's wearing, like a butcher fucking, you know, fucking, what's this shit called? Apron. And, like, one of those masks. I was like, what the fuck? Like, he's just this big, bulky motherfucker.
I'll be seeing that part soon. Dr. Pepper does a body good.
No, it don't. Dr. Pepper's only good if you ain't got nothing else to drink.
Yeah, well, I got like two large Dr. Peppers from McDonald's on my way home from work today.
The fuck you need two for?
Cause I got two number 10 larges.
Damn. Somebody's a little hungry. Holy shit.
Yeah, I was definitely hungry.
Probably took a big ass shit after that, too.
Yeah, pretty much I did.
Damn, man. When it comes to eating, Havoc doesn't mess around.
Come on, man. Think about it. Like, I work at a grocery store. I'm around food 24, like, all the time.
Well, why don't you buy something from there and eat it?
I don't want to shop at my job. Fuck out of here. I work there. I don't want to shop there.
Don't you get some type of discount or something?
Hell no.
Not even, like, 10%?
Although we do have, although employees do have their own line, so that way if we got to buy something, we have to go into the line that has the E on it. Employees.
Okay.
If we do not use that line, we are not allowed to buy anything. If we're in another line, they just say, fuck you, and put our shit back.
Okay.
So, I don't play shopping there ever. Because, I mean, even if it's my day off when I'm there, if I go shopping, I got to be in the fucking employee line. Fuck that. But I'm going to get my second Dr. Pepper. We should play a track.
Wonderful.
Dr. Pepper. The choice of the McDonald's. Dare, double dare.
Double dare, promise or repeat. Truth dare, double dare, promise or repeat. Truth dare, double dare, promise or repeat. Who wants to play a wicked game over this simple beat? Tell the truth. Do you ever dream about murder? Do you wish you had it in you to be a blood squirter? Tell the truth. Do you ever lust over sex? Would you fuck your homie mama if she was playing with your nuts? Tell the truth. Have you ever fucking told a lie? Right through your fucking teeth like a snake's tongue fly. Truth dare, double dare, promise or repeat. Who wants to play a wicked game over the simple beat? I dare you stab someone and come back with their wallet. Beelzebub stank 3 times, I dare you to call. I dare you handstand on the ledge of a tower. I dare you to snort a few bombs or hot gunpowder. I dare you to play this game with me. It's called truth dare, double dare, promise or repeat. Double dare you, swallow every pill
Yes, they are, ghetto.
I just got done watching some video or something of this dude talking about how he was pissed off that people were, you know, selling, you know, the knockoff merchandise.
Oh, then he must be pissed off at everybody in the world then.
Like how apparently they were selling vinyl stickers and the knockoff charms the day of, like, whenever Twisted Shop opened up and shit, and they were selling stuff on there. They were selling the same exact things. Like, what the fuck?
Wait, TwistedShop.com was selling knockoff Hatchet Man?
No, they were selling their shit, and then somebody ripped them off, and they were selling the same exact products.
Yeah, it happens.
Like, what the fuck, man?
No clue. The fucking hat they got up on fucking Twisted, up on TwistedShop.com is fucking sick, though.
They actually got some dope merchandise on there.
Yeah, they do.
Step up from the shit they had on fucking Hatchet Gear.
And then the fucking logo's just sick as all hell, too.
Yeah, that brand new logo, man. Somebody ripped that off and was selling, you know, their own shit of it.
This is a show. Motherfuckers can't fucking come up with anything original nowadays.
Exactly. They're making money off of somebody else's idea.
Yep. See, this is, see now this is where JR is fucking amazing. We could use the Hatchet Man. Because we don't sell shit. We 100% free. So they can't say shit to us about it.
Exactly.
Even though, you know, I kind of wanted to steer away from using the Hatchet Man just because of the fact, you know, I want JR to have its own logo, you know what I mean? And you did wake up on the wrong side of the bed this morning. Tell me
about it. Well, you can always find another. You can always find another word that starts with a J, and you could stop using Juggalo.
Well, no, like, I mean, you know, like, what's to be Juggalo about a radio? Just, you know, instead of using a Hatchet Man or anything like, or like or something like that, have like a different logo for it. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, it doesn't change the fact that we're still using a copyrighted thing as Juggalo.
True.
It's the same thing with anybody else using Juggalo or some shit or the Hatchet Man. You know?
Yeah, but I mean, if we were to come up with our own logo or something like that for JR, then we should make, you know, merch like shirts and stuff like that for JR. And
well, what kind of logo are you looking to have, though, if you don't use a Hatchet Man?
I don't know. I mean, what would go good for Juggalo Variety Radio as a logo?
I have no idea. That's the problem.
Let's see. I don't know. We gotta think of something though. So then that way, you know, we catch and make sure. Instead of getting with us, like, instead of, you know, having to put Juggalo Rider Radio up on a fucking shirt, we just put JR.
Yeah, that way it's not copyrighted.
Exactly.
Man, I have no idea what the fuck could be a logo. you don't want to use, like, a bandana type thing, man. Or some guns and shit, man. We'll be labeled as, like, gangbangers.
Yeah, I know, right? See, that's what I want to see right there. That's the fucking shit I want to see. I want to see fucking RVD whoop the shit out of Dean Ambrose to take the United States Championship.
Well, it's probably going to happen.
That is one thing I like about fucking WA Sports, though. The fact, even if I miss SummerSlam, I can go straight to the site. Go to replay. Well, replay is on demand. Go to pay-per-view on demand, and they'll have it there. Maybe like a week after. I mean, shit, man, they got WrestleMania 29 up on there. They got fucking Money in the Bank up on there.
I don't know, man. You got to fight between that site and that other site. You know, because sometimes one of them isn't working right.
Oh, yeah.
God save our queen.
God burn your queen, bitch. Was a fun, the fucking card I had.
Oh, look, a Juggalo meant Sheamus.
Where the fuck is Juggalo Man Sheamus at?
What?
Where's Juggalo Sheamus at?
No, I said a Juggalo meant Sheamus.
Oh. Interesting. Oh, here we go. Found it. Let's see how good this site is. Highspot.tv.
Well, apparently this person is looking for wrestlers. Have it. Go try out for them.
I am not Samoa Joe.
But I'm not but I'm not impressed with the name, though.
Why, wow, what's the name?
It's called Insane Extreme Wrestling.
Would insane be the same thing as extreme?
You would think.
Fuck you. This is an interesting match because bombshell ladies of wrestling. These motherfuckers might actually have be streaming some shit here. Streaming schedule, what's fun what they got for streaming here.
What the hell? There was a Smasher Pass. Help, I need to win this contest. Fucking contest. Fuck do you win if you get this, if you get the most, like, you know, smashes?
Pass.
Title for the world's sluttiest bitch or something.
Probably.
Have some respect for yourself.
Wait, what the fuck?
I'm tired of
James
this shit.
James Clifford Davis said, "This little 15-year-old just told me that Marilyn Manson almost caused the apocalypse."
Yeah, I saw that. I'm really not sure what the fuck that's about. Good. Feel alone, bitch.
Yeah. There you go, perfect picture. It's Professor Farnsworth saying, I don't want to live on this planet anymore. You know, I'm going to steal this picture. I'm going to put a status. Too many emos in the world. I don't want to live on this planet anymore.
Man, why the hell do people complain about fat girls all the time? It's annoying.
Well, we do too, except, you know, we only complain about the fucking cockeyed bitches.
I mean, for the fact that they stand out from the all the time, like, okay, man, we know, we get it, they're fat, we should love them, but we don't.
Yeah.
But then on the other hand, I don't like really skinny chicks. So, like, what the fuck? So am I no good because I don't like really skinny chicks? I don't know.
Add photo.
Wow, this person's in for a real treat watching that Death Racers movie.
Oh, yeah. Even though they're a little behind with that shit.
Even though the movie wasn't that great.
Oh, that too.
Now, the original Death Race, now that was a dope movie right there.
Oh, I'm about to piss somebody off with this status. Get ready for another war.
Oh, great. Who are you pissing off now? I already pissed off like four people earlier just by talking to them.
Show off the battery. Great job. The rebuilt 454.
I want to talk to a down ads. Juggalo.
You'll have to change his input. Too many needy juggalos in the world. I don't want to live on this planet anymore.
Man, you see that, man? You see what this fucking internet has done to us? It's turned us into juggalo haters.
Yeah,
we run a juggalo show. We run a juggalo show and we bash juggalos. What the fuck are we doing? See what you've done to us, you fucking Facebook. Look at this shit, man.
Yeah.
Fucking half naked dudes with a fucking frying pan taking pictures. What is this shit?
What the fuck?
You know, one of them big ass phones taking a picture.
So the phone is now a frying pan.
Exactly.
But I thought it was a TV.
Frying pan, cookie sheet, I don't know, fucking something.
Yeah, last I checked, I don't think frying pans came with cameras.
Man, you'd be surprised nowadays.
Oh, just make sure you don't cook with that one.
Why not?
Because instead of frying the food, you'd fry the camera.
No, it's it's fry proof. Oh, look, I just started a new group. Juggalettes and Juggalos fan forever. Ever.
Yeah, Facebook guys definitely turned us into juggalo haters, and we're juggalos ourselves, and we run a juggalo show.
I know, man, it's terrible. Put some clothes on, you fat bastard.
Man, I don't want to.
Not you. You too. What the hell do they mean? Time to play Oblivion on PS3. Are they watching the movie or is that a video game too?
There's a game called Oblivion.
What the fuck is this? They say blacks and whites can't get along, but ICP and Ghetto Boys just did a song. Like, wasn't it a long time ago?
Yeah.
What the fuck? And you spelled the way they spelled Ghetto Boys wrong. You spelled it wrong, motherfucker. The one time you actually have to misspell words, you don't do it. Add me up, fam, so I can cry on your newsfeed.
If you are my real Juggalo says Juggalo friends, then let me get a whoop whoop. If not, then I'm friends.
How come people that post about the gathering shit are so happy, but then you see people on the fucking internet and it's boo hoo?
Yeah, I know, right?
Or like I really came to the realization that about 90% of Juggalos and Juggalettes and whatnot are fucking ugly. Because seriously, man, you know, think about it. How often do you see a really hot Juggalette?
Not too often anymore. I mean, come on, man. Fucking the only real hot fucking Juggalette up there now is just fucking Baby Oils and fucking Zoe Lett and Magic.
Okay, well, there's a few of them, and how often do you see them? At the gathering.
Yeah, true. That's the only time you ever do see me at the gathering.
The gathering holds a handful of hotlets, and that's the only time you ever fucking see them.
Yeah, I know, right?
Other than that, you got fat, nasty bitches, man. Like, that's really what it is. That's the truth. I mean, yeah, there's clearly a lot of, you know, ugly fat dudes, but, you know, that's everywhere.
I mean, man, I think the last time I ever saw a fucking sexy-ass juggalette, and I mean a sexy-ass juggalette, was back when I worked at the hospital, and she was a patient in the psych ward.
Of course she was. Yeah, I'm really not quite sure when the last time I saw a hot fucking juggalette was, like, actually in person. Maybe at the Hollow Wicked show last year, or the year before, whatever year that was.
Time to get motherfuckers. Why the fuck am I signed in on this goddamn chat thing here? Go the fuck away. But
then on top of that, you see a lot of hot juggalettes on fucking Facebook.
Yeah.
Well, then again, you know, there is editing, but, you know.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome my guest at this time, Rob Van Dam.
What happened?
The hell is this damn picture?
I don't know.
Wow, you got somebody to like your picture. How about that? Man, that's not what you said you were going to put.
I put emos. I didn't put the Juggalo thing yet.
Oh, and by the way, you used the wrong two.
Oh, well.
Oh, and if I really wanted to get on that dude's case that said he was going to, you know, rip my balls off, he used the wrong stake.
I guess we're out of trying to make fucking Mark Henry a face again.
Well, as they did that whole big thing to be the heel, and they did nothing with him, just made him lose. After all that good shit that he did, you know, just made him lose. So now they gotta do something else with him.
Yeah, true.
When you realize you need to switch to Verizon, it's a reality check.
I had my reality check plan. I'd be sitting there with my friends who had their Verizon phones, and I'd be sitting there like, I'm still learning. I couldn't get emails and watching movies.
Because I'm more ready about music.
That's when I decided to switch.
Now that I'm on Verizon, everything moves fast.
With Verizon, I have that reliability.
There it is, that thing you're talking about. Smash a pass. Help, I need help or let out. I need to win this contest. What the fuck's the contest for?
Don't
do this. I just had the best year of my career. I gotta keep things fresh. Well, then let's just go to Foot Locker.
They
got all the fresh new gear. But I have real talent. Can I get a play back?
Okay.
That's from
Last
What's the Contest 4.
I got somebody tell me no. The world is facing girls are getting hot.
Because of the fact someone posted up in that group saying, man, I just want to put this loaded gun to my head and pull the trigger. So I posted up Suicide Hotline. Oh, you're back.
Why the hell did this thing hang up on me?
Oh, if I know.
That wasn't very nice. I was like, that asshole fucking hung up on me.
Nah. Oh, it wasn't like hanging up and going to bed for fucking work. Yeah, I gotta be there for 11 a.m. tomorrow.
They just showed that one girl that plays that lollipop chainsaw chick.
Hell yeah, nigga.
Oh yeah, that chick's hot.
A lot of money to give away.
Testing the creativity.
There's the Asian with big tits.
Yeah, you see that?
Yeah. She should come here. Let me poke him to, and you know, just feel him a bit, just so that way, you know, we can make sure they're real.
Right here. You probably still wouldn't be able to tell.
Yaya. That's her name is Yaya.
Yaya.
Yeah, that's his name. Yaya. Or yeah, yeah, or something like that.
Man, it's clear this girl didn't pass English class.
Oh, clearly not. Well, clearly half the people on this on Facebook didn't pass that.
Like, it's okay to abbreviate some words, but when you can't spell the word at all, it's fucking terrible.
Yeah. And honestly, hey, a lot of these fucking chicks that do cosplay are sexy as fuck.
Hell yeah. Should put Echo Endless and that Fox bot on her.
Hell yeah. since I'm recording this, ooh, Nick Hercules is on too. Yep.
Yes, Hercules.
It's just like, I think either that or when I get home tomorrow, I'm going to watch the rest of fucking Taken 2 and see what that shit's about.
Dude, her name is Yeah Yeah. And holy shit, she got some big ass titties, man. Looking like Chun-Li.
Yeah, she does.
Oh, come on. Who's that girl playing Cammy, man? What the hell? That's a bad one. I see some really good fucking Cammy outfits.
Yeah.
So who the hell is this chick, man?
I don't know.
Why is she famous? I've never seen her before.
Man, all we need to know is we found our first Asian.
Man, those gotta be fake though.
Man, I'm still fucking. Her name is Yaya Han.
Man, this is just mumbling some shit together. That's not really a name.
Well, as you know, it's Yaya Han. That's her actual name.
Yaya Han! See what I did there? It's not a name. It sounds.
Well, I actually found her photo shoot and her website.
Oh yeah, well we just saw her doing that on here.
Yeah, now we get to see her. Ooh, there's a picture of her in fucking a bikini.
She got anything for sale on there?
Hey, look, store, shop, online. That's what they got online. Oh, she's got the cosplay accessory store.
Thank you, baby.
Well, I don't find myself dressing up like anything, so that's all.
Yaya Han signed photo prints.
We need to get stuff for your headcast.
Oh yeah, she got a picture of her as that Chun-Li.
Possibly, let's find out.
In 2010, Holly and Jessica were at the top of their game in the cosplay world and were featured in Morgan Spurlock's documentary, Comic-Con, Episode 4 of Fan Hope. This exposure gave them the momentum to launch their own business.
Ada Wong.
Cleopatra.
Conflict Community and New Media Entertainment Company.
Catwoman.
Jessica plan to return to competing to help spread the word about Crab Cat Industries. This decision comes with some risk.
Ooh, that's Psylocke, and she looks sexy in Psylocke, too.
Brought out the worst in Holly and Jessica.
No.
Man, she just had a picture on there. What the fuck?
Yeah, but they're not up on here.
How much she want for a picture?
Well, it depends. For Yahya Khan 2014 calendar, $24.99. For Yahya Khan.
Not a picture. Not a fucking calendar.
For a Yahya Khan signed photo, Baroness picture, $10.
Oh, yeah, what's the catch? It's probably like $9 shipping. Now, see, that's not that bad for a signed photo.
Oh.
I don't know, I haven't really thought about it. I am so uncomfortable.
Man, you find me a real fucking sexy-ass photo, I'll buy one of her.
And, well, then, go with the one of her, as fucking, Psylocke.
Okay, maybe a character, I know what it is.
Okay, fine, Felicia Blue, where she's dressed as a cat, and her fucking tits are popping out of the fucking bikini.
She probably sent me that link.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Havoc just wishes he had a fucking mustache like that guy right there.
Yes, I dream of having a mustache just like that one day.
That's Zeb Coulter's kid right there. Chin Chin. Yeah, Chin Chin. See, bada bang, bada boom, man. That's probably going to be somebody's name, too.
Let's see what else we got.
So should I know who the hell that dude was?
I don't even know who the fuck he is.
Who the fuck is Chin Chin? What the hell is that character? Come on now, nobody's ever seen that fucking movie. Except maybe Havoc.
What movie?
That cartoon movie, Brave.
And I never seen that, and I never want to see that.
Well, that's one of the characters that this girl dresses up like.
Yeah, I have no clue who Chin Chin is. I can't find it. I can't find him. So I have no clue.
Well, I guess it's just going to remain a mystery.
Yep. That's not how you bowl.
Terrible form. Yeah, right, dude. I ain't got no form when I bowl either.
Well, the fact that she, you know, that blondie there, the fucking rolled the fucking thing backwards between her legs.
Come on, that's how girls bowl.
Man. She has a bit of a badonkadonk. Really? She just say that?
Did they just say the Green Power Ranger guy?
Yes. Should you just use a fucking Harry Potter term?
I don't fucking know. I don't know any Harry Potter terms.
Well, I'm going to hang up, smoke one more cigarette, and I'm going to go pass out for work.
Whatever. Goodbye, Chin Chin.
Goodbye, Yaya.
Yaya!